This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We are only a few months out from the midterms, and we're already hitting a boiling point that could essentially neuter Trump for the rest of his term. His use of ICE is being condemned in the court of public opinion and in the court of podcast opinion. I want to set the scene for you all because this is actually pretty important and intense. So Joe Rogan is going viral for a series of clips in which he condemns Donald Trump's ICE as a hyper-militaristic force made up of random people who are snatching U.S. citizens. Many Americans are beginning to believe this, and as Joe Rogan is going viral, we are getting more and more clips on Twitter that are going equally viral from status quo of ICE agents launching flashbangs at peaceful protesters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let me lay the groundwork with this.
Whoa! Shooting serious munitions at us. Whoa!
Directly at the peaceful protesters. And then Joe Rogan, just on his podcast earlier, said this.
You don't want militarized people in the streets just roaming around, snatching people up, many of which turn out to actually be U.S. citizens. They just don't have their papers on them. Are we really going to be the Gestapo? Where's your papers? Is that what we've come to?
So even Joe Rogan is making the Gestapo comparison that right-wingers claim causes so much violence. Hey, if you don't want to be called the Gestapo, maybe don't walk around with masks with the budget of most national militaries, grabbing U.S. citizens, grabbing non-citizens, breaking windows, cracking the ribs of people, and shooting mothers in their car. If you don't want to be called the Gestapo, don't act like that. Even Joe Rogan is admitting it. Let me show you podcast comedian Tim Dillon, who also is pretty MAGA. And I want to remind you, Joe Rogan had Donald Trump on his podcast before the election, then endorsed him on the eve of the election. He's somebody that every 2 or 3 months comes out and like harshly condemns the administration for ICE or the Epstein files, but then kind of reverts back to doing both sides and spewing MAGA talking points. So it is worth a lot. This does indicate a change, but Joe Rogan needs a continuous, sustained, you know, real information source. I don't know where the fuck he gets his information from, but it's not sustainable. Tim Dillon, a comedian, puts it succinctly.
Then you have ICE. And who the hell are they? We don't even know. These are people that like answered an ad on Craigslist. I mean, these people, who is joining ICE? I mean, these people are so shot. The people who are joining ICE are so shot. You know, they don't have anything going on. These are people who like a mole throughout because they couldn't do like security at a mall. They like, you know, I don't know what they did, but they're out now. They maybe attacked a child or something.
You know, he was joking around about ICE agents being random people who answer ads on Craigslist, but that ended up being exactly true. I'll play for you more Joe Rogan clips in 1 second, but my name is Adam Mockler. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you appreciate independent media. And as status quo is on the ground, a reporter named Laura Jadid, someone listed on Antifa Watch, which is a website that like tracks people who just post liberal stuff online, applied to ICE and ended up getting a job offer. So someone who is publicly online as a left-leaning person who condemns ICE and is anti-ICE applied for a job offer with ICE, and they didn't even check it. They didn't even do a Google search. A 5-second Google would have shown years of anti-ICE work. She missed the tentative offer email and submitted none of the required forms, including the domestic violence affidavit, plus a background check consent. So she could have committed domestic violence or some crazy crimes and they wouldn't have known. She used cannabis 6 days before the test, took it anyway, never got any "you failed" notification. So she's an avid drug user, or a drug user at the very least. I mean, yet the portal still showed "welcome to ICE" and a final offer and onboarding status. If ICE can't even screen her properly, who the hell are they arming and sending into people's homes? And after last week's killing of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, we're seeing exactly what this kind of sloppiness costs. So Tim Dillon is joking about them just putting out Craigslist ads, but people who just smoked weed and literally are anti-ICE and could have domestic violence offenses are just slipping through the cracks. Joe Rogan points this out when he talks about Renee Nicole Good.
It's also very ugly to watch someone shoot a U.S. citizen, especially a woman, in the face.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm not that guy. I don't know what he thought. And again, this is a guy who had almost been run over, but it just looked horrific to me. When people say it's justifiable because the car hit him, it seemed like she was kind of turning the car away.
Anyone with eyes can see that she was turning the car away. Here's Joe Rogan a few months ago.
Then they start showing up at Home Depot. Instead of like looking for gangbangers, looking for criminals and cartel members, they go to whatever's easiest pickings so they can get numbers up. Do you know Ed Calderon? Do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
He was a Mexican military guy who now is an American citizen, but he reports extensively on the cartels and just was telling me some horror stories about ICE raids. And one of them was they took this guy who had been brought over here when he was a baby, but didn't have American citizenship. His family, came over here illegally, lived here for 20 years. Can't speak Spanish. They deport him. Send him to Tijuana.
Can't speak Spanish.
Can't speak Spanish. Does not speak Spanish. He is essentially an American citizen. He just never lived anywhere else. He just doesn't have the paperwork. He's not a criminal. They send him over to Tijuana. And now he has to live in Mexico.
Stuff like this has been happening all the time. Kilmar Armando Obrega Garcia was put through hell and back when he was deported to El Salvador against a withholding order of removal, held in CICOT, and then brought back and then indicted like multiple times. They tried to politically target him, and it didn't end up working. Here's one more clip of Joe Rogan on his podcast today.
I guess yesterday or the day before. I mean, I think after that woman was shot, I think, unfortunately, well, everything's unfortunate about it, right? But One of the real problems is now ICE are villains, and now people are looking at them like murderous military people that are on the streets of our city, and they're masked up, which is also a problem, right? Because if you get arrested by a cop, you're allowed to ask the cop, what is your name and badge number? And you could film that cop. If you get arrested by an ICE agent, you have no such right. They're wearing a mask. They don't have to tell you shit. That's a problem. That's a problem on our city streets, right? Because you could also pretend to be an ICE agent.
Right.
So I saw this terrible story about this family that was killed where these guys pretended to be a UPS driver. And they showed up and they made their way into the house and killed people because they were dressed up as a UPS driver. If you could pretend to be a UPS driver, for sure you could pretend to be an ICE agent, especially since they're completely anonymous. So think about how many people can get arrested or robbed or by criminals, right? Because you could just have people pretending they're like, it's not like it's impossible to fake their logo, right? It's pretty easy. It just says ICE. You know, how hard is that? You could easily imagine armed gangs pretending to be ICE agents robbing people.
Thank you, Joe Rogan. We're about a year into Trump's presidency, and he's multiple times condemned Trump's use of ICE, but this is a pretty harsh condemnation of the way that they are acting. And the reason why Joe Rogan's opinion is important, it's not even about him. It's a barometer for how millions and millions of Americans feel, because I think he's gotten sucked into the same right-wing ecosystem, information ecosystem, that has poisoned the minds of many, many Americans. You could see it happen throughout COVID. He wasn't always like this. He's a decently empathetic human being. He's not an asshole. He's a pretty affable guy who tends to be very impressionable is the word. And that's just the reality of it. But Tim Dillon, other people who have been MAGA sympathetic, Theo Vaughn, are coming out saying, why are you using the DHS account, the official account, to make memes? why are you doing this? This is cruel and unusual. A lot of them are immigrants in their family or their parents or grandparents are immigrants. And the Trump administration does not represent the average American. So don't let these Twitter trolls make you think that the average American is some far, far right Nazi lover. No, no. Many people do not like harsh immigration policy. We just want, you know, secure borders, legal, streamlined immigration so people can come and make this country better, contribute to this country. And I'll leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.